Like I said, my first ever experience, I actually thought I was gonna, when I fought Dustin Poirier and Bruce Buffer saying my name, I thought I was gonna faint. I was like just telling myself, don't fall down, Max, don't fall down. Like my knees was like, buckling, right. I was tripping out, you know, but I'm happy, you know, but that was even a big fight. They had us opening, they had us main headlining the FX, right. You know, and right before the main card of a huge card, you know, with right. Carlos Conde and Nick Diaz, so it was big, you know, and all this experience is like, it's great because now I can just be me, you know. I can just, and nothing's new, and I can just sit here and talk to you like I'm talking to a friend, you know. Like before, it was like so high, and you know, I might blur something out, or I might not say nothing, you know, I might say the wrong thing. But now it's like it's more easier, you know. It comes more naturally, and it's just like anything else, you know. It's like time in the octagon is great, you know. And time in is a big difference from, you know, fighting at your hometown to the UFC, right. You know. Some people are like, no, a fight is a fight. It's like, no, wait till you fight your first UFC fight, bro. It's freaking crazy, you know. So it's a big difference. Just like the media, you know, talking to you when I was 20 would be totally different than talking to you when I'm 24 now, you know. So it's awesome.
You're called the future of the featherweight division, you know, a future champ. Does this add a lot of added pressure on you? I mean, how do you handle this?
No pressure at all. You know, I tell myself every day that I'm the best man in the world, so that's no pressure. You know, I just gotta go out there and just show the world now what I've been telling myself for years.
And you're a young gun taking on a veteran Jeremy Stephens, who's, you know, what's the biggest challenge of his game?
There's no secret of what Max Holloway does, and that's striking. You know, I tell everybody all the time, Max Holloway don't change, just the opponent. You know, I got a game plan, we stick to it. It's been working. Why fix something that's not broken? You know, so you know, I gotta respect Jeremy's power. You know, that's one of the main things. But at the end of the day, it's a fight. You know, anything can happen. You know, I've been working on my power, I've been working on my wrestling, I've been working on my jiu-jitsu. I just can't wait to go out there and show the world what I've been working on the last 8 to 6 weeks. So it should be a fun one.
When you represent Hawaii MMA, how many fights away do you think you are from touch?
Let me get past Jeremy Stephens first, then I can answer that question. You know, right now he got all my attention. You know, I always say you can't be looking too far ahead, because when you start looking too far ahead, what's in front of you start slipping away, and when you know it's slipping away, it's too late. So I got Jeremy on Friday night, Saturday night, and you know, I can't wait to fight him.
And your fight with Charles Oliveira, it ended kind of quickly, randomly with a neck injury. What thoughts
were going
through your mind in the octagon, and is he someone you
would
like to face again?
Yeah, you know, we see whatever UFC wants to do. You know, when I saw, I was tripping out. You know, I was like, what happened? You know, and then when I saw it was a serious injury, I kind of was like, oh man, you know, I felt bad for a guy. But you know, after the fight, the UFC announced that he had no major injury. You know, and their camp said that he had a torn esophagus or something like that. And I would think a torn esophagus is a major injury. You know, so I don't know. They didn't even come out, follow up with an injury report. So until I see an injury report, I want to see what happened, you know. And I really want to see, because, you know, it's, you know, you watch some of his past fights, you know, with Cub Dem and stuff, you know, and you punch him certain places, he don't want to fight no more, you know. And I was so happy punching him in those places. And then now, you know, first he said it was his shoulder and then his neck. So I don't know, man, you know. We can figure that out, and then if UFC wants it, I'm down for whatever.
You look at the top of the division, and you've got the championship fight. You've got two guys who potentially could either move up in weight. Some people have suggested that Jose might not even continue after this fight. But either way, that might basically reset the division. You've got the number one contender fight effectively happening on Friday night, and there's your fight with Jeremy Stephens. Could you conceivably see yourself in a title fight in your next fight, given what could potentially happen at the top of the division?
Every fight is a next fight, is a top fight for me. That's the way I approach it, you know. And we see, you know, we see what happens, you know, one step at a time. I got Jeremy, and UFC, who knows, UFC might tell me in the ring who I'm fighting next, or UFC might tell me the next day, call up my manager and let me know who I might fight. We don't know, you know. I just gotta wait and see, you know. I don't call no shots. That's Dana White, that's Sean Shelby's job, you know. I just we just do the answering and we just do yes.
And you see your future still very much at 145?
Yeah, you know, for sure. You know, I think so. I got a couple more years at 145. You know, like I said, I just turned 24 last week, so you know, I will see how long my body can handle this stuff. Cut's been relatively easy. You know, it's not too crazy. I gotta stop eating or whatever, so it's been great. You know, treating me here, so we see what happens. You know, I don't know. I feel great at 45, but if my body tells me it's time, then it's time. You know, but until then, the future's looking bright at 45.
You know, as he just mentioned, Jose may retire after this fight. I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts of him as a fighter, of his legacy? You know, how will you remember Jose Aldo?
Oh, the best ever, man. The best ever, you know. And it'd be kind of heartbreaking, you know, to see him go. You know, I want to fight him, you know. He's the best ever. You want to fight the pound-for-pound king, you know. So, you know, but he's a man, you know. He's a man, and I think they're not giving him the respect he deserved for this fight card. You know, it's kind of been around Conor McGregor, which is kind of mind-blowing when Aldo's here, and, you know, he's just been running the division forever, you know, and then they're not giving him his respect. It's kind of mind-blowing, but the first thing that popped into my mind is really best ever.
And your predictions on that fight?
My prediction on that fight is if I had to put money, I go Aldo, man. He's the best ever for a reason, and you know, and then again though, you know, this is 4 ounce gloves. They both got knees, they both got kicks, they both got elbows, and Conor can crack, and Aldo can crack. People always forget that Aldo can finish you, and people forget that Aldo's a black belt also, you know, and his wrestling is pretty damn great, you know, and they forget a lot of things of that guy, you know. But we see what happens, you know. If I had to put money down, I'll go Aldo all the way.
You're the sort of the young coming star in the featherweight division. Look a few years down the line. Who do you think who's going to be your biggest rivals at the top of this division in, say, 2 years' time?
Right now it's probably no secret. It'd probably be Conor. You know, he got that one win over me, and people keep asking us for that fight. You know, fans keep asking for a rematch, and you know, and I said it multiple times before. We're probably going to fight each other a couple of times, you know, but we see what happens, you know. I'm cool with Touch Feely, but we fought before and he gave me a hard-ass fight, so we're probably going to fight a bunch of times too. He's a young guy, you know, so, and he's winning in the UFC, so we see what happens, you know. There's a bunch of guys, you know, there's a bunch of guys, but right now I got Jeremy Stephens on my mind, and I can't wait to fight, man. You know, this camp been grueling and hard, and you know, and it's always great to get that release, you know, fight night.
And I can't let you go without talking to you about UFC in Hawaii. It's something. You're leading the charge for this, and it sounds like things are beginning to move now.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
might be on the verge of coming to a head. You might get an event in Hawaii. I mean, tell us what you know from your side, and you know the passion for the sport that there is back home.
I know nothing from my side, to be honest, you know, but the passion at home is crazy, you know. Fans is dedicated there, you know, and they love it, you know, and I think coming to Hawaii, the UFC will love it, man. I think we can. There's a 50,000 plus seat stadium, and I think we can fill it out, you know, and the only thing is they're scared of rain or whatever, you know, but just go during the summer, you know, or go buy a tarp and cover the damn thing, I don't care, or cover the tent, you know. The people won't mind sitting in the rain, I bet, you know, and it is what it is. We see, you know. But I always said, you know, hashtag UFC Hawaii, you know, bother Dana White. And finally, now he's actually talking about it. Before, he just brushed it aside. Now he's actually coming out about it. You know, I don't know if he's blowing smoke in my ass to tell my fans to stop tweeting him every day or whatever. But it is what it is, you know, and I can't wait to see. And I told him the missing link was BJ. And then, you know, all of a sudden they announced that there might be a show. And BJ was in Utah training or something, I heard. So, you know, it might be closer than we all think.